goes through it too. He's here to talk about it. It's seed and feed, chemicals and compost, vaccinations and irrigation. It's time for Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Hey, good day to all you great stewards of the land. Oh, excuse me. It's Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark, brought to you by First National Bank and Trust of Elk City and Sayre America. Happy Tuesday, everybody. Hope things are doing well. Let's check out some temperatures. Right now, the hot spot in the whole state is Hobart and Mangum. You're tied for first. 88 degrees at Mangum, 88 at Hobart, 82 at Cheyenne, 81 at Arnett, 82 at the May Ranch, 85 at Watonga. Out here in the Oklahoma Panhandle, though, it's 56 degrees at Kenton and Boise City, 54 at Eva. That's 30 degrees difference. Let's see what's happening out here in the Panhandle of Texas. 76 at Lipscomb, 75 at Mima, 88 at Wellington, and 85 at Odell and Childress. You're 87 degrees. Okay, it was a little rowdy last night in parts of southwestern Oklahoma. Had some nice rain totals. I know people in Jackson County and Kiowa County and parts of Ouachita County didn't get the rain that they was hoping for, but we got another round coming here in just a little bit. 84, according to the Oklahoma Mesonet, 84 one-hundredths at Hollis. A little over a half inch at Eric and Elk City, almost inch and a quarter at Cheyenne, 1.2 at Camargo, 1.81 at Alva, Cherokee, 1.46, Lahoma's almost three quarters of an inch, quarter inch at Slapout. Reports around my neighborhood, I had 2.1 at my house. That was three waves of rain. That was crazy. The first wave come through, it maybe a tenth, but man, the wind was crazy. And matter of fact, thank you very much to the North Fork Electric Co-op for getting on the ball, on the stick, as you want to call it, and coming out. And their three-phase big line goes across the river by my house, and they come out. They had her fixed up in no time, but they had to go through two more storms to finally get it done, but they did. We had power back on. I don't know. I went to sleep in the dark. It was dark. I slept good, actually. And so thank you, North Fork, for getting on that. Thank you, Carter Fire Department, for coming out. The power pole, that's crazy. That power pole was laying flat on the ground up there and started flaming, yellow flame, like the pole's on fire. And then all of a sudden, bam, two big old flashes of blue light, and it put the fire out. So, anyway, it was all good. I know one of my side rows got moved about 200-300 yards to where it's not supposed to be, but it didn't tear nothing up. So, thank you for that. Just seen on Facebook. Sorry. Facebook, where some pivots were turned over, flipped over, and what else? That's about it. Oh, I want to wish my man, Carter Riptoe, a happy 16th birthday today. It's his birthday today. So, Carter, happy birthday, and hope you have a good one. Okay, let's see here. I think I'm going to, today is Hay Day Tuesdays, so you guys text in, getting hay for sale, or you're looking for hay. I already got seven on the list today. 580-225-9697. And I need to know what kind of hay you got. Round bales, you sell them by the bale or by the ton, and can you load, and a general location, county or closest city, whatever. There's a lot of hay out there on the ground. 580-225-9697 for Hay Day Tuesday, brought to you by the Great Plains Bank. And starting today, sometime today after the show, I'm not going to guarantee one. The ones that call in today or text in today, I'm sorry, I'm going to put it on our Facebook page as a list. So if anybody wants to find it, it might be later this evening before I get it done. I'm going to give the same thing I read off today. I'm going to put it on the KCO Facebook page. So, and then I'll share it on my personal. We'll see how it goes. Okay, let's see what happened overnight in a big old world of agriculture. Wheat futures were lower in overnight trading on improved crop conditions in the United States. About 52% of winter wheat was in good or excellent condition as of Sunday, according to the USDA in its weekly report. That's up 50% from a week earlier. 51% of wheat in Kansas, the biggest producer of winter varieties, earned top ratings, increased from 48% a week prior. 3% of the crop was harvested at the start of the week. Really? On par with the average of this time of year, some 83% is now headed versus 75% last week, and it's ahead of the prior five-year average. Half of the U.S. spring winter wheat crop is in good or excellent condition, up from 45% a week earlier, but still well behind the 74% last year. About 69% of corn has earned top ratings, up a percentage point week to week. 67% of the U.S. soybean crop was in good or excellent condition, according to the USDA and its first conditions report for the oil seeds this year. Overnight, wheat futures for July delivery dropped a nickel to $5.34 a bushel, and Kansas City futures lost 7.5 cents to $5.32 1/4 a bushel. Corn was unchanged at $4.38 1/4 a bushel. Soybean futures for July come up 3 1/4 to $10.36 3/4 a bushel overnight on the Chicago Board of Trade, and soy meal was up $1.10 to $2.95 a short ton, and soy oil fell 0.04 cents to 46.24 cents a pound. Okay, what else we got going on here? Flood watches have been issued for a large chunk of land stretching from North Texas into northeastern Missouri, which includes Oklahoma. According to the National Weather Service maps, they're talking over there around Lake Eufaula, just southeast of Oklahoma City, 8 inches in the next 7 days. Excessive rainfalls in parts of eastern Oklahoma may result in flooding of rivers, creeks, and streams, the agency said in a report this morning. Thunderstorms are likely through the day today, especially during the afternoon and evening. Storms may tend to move over the same areas with rainfall rates exceeding 1 inch per hour, leading to increased risk of flooding. In northern Missouri, storms may produce 1 to 2 inches of rain per hour this evening into tomorrow morning, which may result in some maybe flash flooding. Imagine that. Further north, heavy rainfall and strong winds are forecast for parts of northern Wisconsin, and thunderstorms will rumble through there later tonight. I haven't seen any tornadic activity going on, and predict it. You never know, so pay attention to the weather today. Those three storms last night started from the same exact spot down there by Hollis. That was interesting and weird at the same time. Okay, let's see here. Let's check out. No, let's see. Let's just go ahead and take a before. No, let's not. Before we take a Stockman's Vet Clinic break, Dr. Mouse wanted me to share this with you. Oh, where is Dr. Mouse at? There it is. Coming up, actually this Saturday, it's a low-cost clinic at Stockman's Veterinary Clinic here in Elk City on South Main here from 9 o'clock in the morning till 11 a.m. And $10 rabies vaccination, $15 Bordetella or whatever that's called. I can't read it. Let me blow that. Yeah, whatever that's called, Bordetella vaccination. $10 rattlesnake vaccination. Yep, better take my dogs over there. $15 parvo and distemper vaccination. And what else we got going on here? $30 microchip, $5 nail trim, Some of you guys just need to go in and not take your dogs, I'm pretty sure, because I had a comment made to me Saturday by a gentleman over at Court Health, said that he had never seen toenails that long, but I was doing an experiment for my doctor, but I got them cut off now. $15 heartworm test, $25 canine NexGard 1 month, $125 canine NexGard for 6 months, and $30 to $35 canine NexGard plus, price varies on weight. And then got a $24 feline NexGard. It's cash event only. Coming up at the vet clinic this Saturday from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. I'll remind you again tomorrow and or Thursday and Friday. All right, let's take a Stockman Vet Clinic break. And when we come back, let's see if I can get Brandon Hickey on the line with us.
The Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
It helps to work with someone who's been down the same road you're traveling. Someone who knows what you're up against and what you're going through. When it comes to farmers and ranchers, that's us. That's who we are. Our lenders know ag inside and out because we're producers too. We approach it like a partnership. We want to put ag producers in position to be successful. We're very laid back and easy to deal with. And people seem to like that. We think you'll like it too. I'm Marty Maddox. Great Plains Bank in Elk City is here to lend farmers and ranchers a helping hand. Member FDIC.
Hey folks, this is EJ Gredeman with ASCO Equipment out of Elk City, Oklahoma. If you need rental equipment, I got your back. From excavators to wheel loaders, telehandlers, and forklifts, we rent the brands that you know and trust. With flexible terms, responsible service, and expert support, we're here to keep your job on track. Need equipment? We're on it here at ASCO Equipment. Visit ASCOEQ.com or stop by our Elk City branch, 513 West 20th here in Elk City, Oklahoma, or you can just give me a call, 580-243-9233. Appreciate it, folks, and y'all have a blessed day.
Save 30 to 40% on Firestone Ag Tires through May 31st. Firestone Ag Tires are 30 to 40% off through May 31. Blair Tire and Feed is helping you get ready for planting season by helping you save money. Here's what you need to know right now. You can save 30 to 40% on Firestone Ag Tires at Blair Tire and Feed until the last day of May. Right now, get the tires you need for planting season and save money. For contact information, Google Blair Tire and Feed or just drive to Blair and get your tires.
Every farmer and rancher knows nutrition is key when it comes to getting the best out of every animal. High Pro Feeds has built their reputation on providing the best nutrition possible. Their commitment to nutrition is unwavering. High Pro is a name you know and trust. Buy the best and get the results you deserve. Hobart Farm and Garden is your trusted High Pro Feeds dealer providing quality feeds in bulk, bags, or sacks. Visit them online at hobartfarmandgarden.com.
Are you looking for a new metal building that's built to last? Cyclone Metal Buildings by Culverstone brings you top-tier craftsmanship and second-to-none quality with attention to detail. From luxury custom barn dominiums to shops or barns and commercial buildings, our buildings don't just look good, they're built to last with all custom weld-up, I-beam, and C-Perlin construction. From design to completion, we do it right. That's Cyclone Metal Buildings by Culverstone.
This is the Western Oklahoma Livestock Auction Market Report for Monday, June the 2nd. 2,082 head were sold, 11 head of steers at 458 brought 440, 6 at 607 brought 343, 12 at 742 brought 316, 17 at 827 brought 300, 8 at 875 brought 224, at 988 brought 269.50, 8 head of heifers at 559 brought 315, 11 at 728 brought 293, 24 at 789 brought 279, 25 at 850 brought 268, 22 at 880 brought 270.75, 52 at 894 brought 273.75. Butcher cows were 59 to 177. Butcher bulls brought 110 to 214. Bred cows 1800 to 2900. Pairs 2000 to 3900. Western Oklahoma Livestock Auction Exit 71, Clinton, Oklahoma. Sell every Monday at 10 a.m. to consign. Call Brandon Hickey 580-497-6095.
Now back to more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
All right, welcome back. Here's your ag weather update for out in the Texas Panhandle. Lipscomb, 73, humidity 71, dew point 63. The winds are out of the northwest at 26 miles an hour with wind gusts up to 38. 49 one-hundredths of an inch so far in the first 3 days of June. And 8-inch soil temperature, 71 degrees. Well, on the phone with me now is the world-famous, one and only Brandon Hickey. He's the boss. Or wait, no, his wife's the boss, but he wants to be the boss at the Elk City Livestock Auction in Western Oklahoma Livestock Auction. Did you get any rain last night over there at your house?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it just rains just like every little bit now. It seems like, you know, that what a blessed, wet spring we're having. I mean, it's just, not everybody got that one there yesterday, but you know, it managed to rain on both my cell barns again. So
hey, yeah, because I seen the grass was kind of dying out around the front of the cell barn there.
if it is, it's because of over fertilization.
yeah, you got what is it? Too much boron down.
Yeah.
And I just got this update. 10 of your locations received precipitation in the last 24 hours. No kidding. A little late with that update, but then, go ahead.
Did I lose you?
Oh, there you are.
Yeah.
it's good. I mean, we're never going to, not a normal person from Western Oklahoma or the Texas Panhandle is going to gripe about rain.
Yeah. It's great. I mean, we all know that sooner or later we will dry out again, and we'll be wishing it would rain. But right now it's pretty phenomenal, and man, the country's got its Sunday clothes on. It's beautiful, all the green and whatnot. I was pleasantly surprised to hear that the wheat farmers are in the field and the harvest has began. I guess the couple of hot days that we had there a couple of weeks ago really matured this wheat in a hurry, because I was kind of expecting hold off a little bit longer. Them guys would have to wait, but I guess they just south of the Fellborn here in Clinton a little bit. They're getting with the program and getting the wheat put in the bin. So
Dammers are getting it on over there around Delhi, and I was too, because I was going to announce the contest yesterday for some prizes of the guests of the first test weight of the first load to come in your elevator. I don't care if it was in Alva or Altus or wherever, Frederick, wherever it was going to be, and just whoever got the closest with the moisture test was going to win. Hell, they was already getting it this weekend, so that kind of threw that up. My game went down the drain.
Pretty amazed when that guy was in here telling me that a while ago, because I mean, guys, there's some guys that still got some wheat hay laid down that they haven't ever got dried out enough to get baled up. So the fact that the grain is ready to go is I mean, that's good. I mean, it was third day of June. It's wet, and the harvest is I can pretty well say it was in full swing from what that guy sounded like when he was in here a little while ago. So.
Well, I remember back in the 80s when I was working for Pitzer's over there at Foss. We had, there's a many a 4th of July's we spent, I spent in the back of the wheat truck watching the fireworks at Butler, Clinton,
yes, sir.
Burns Flat, Canute, and Elk City.
So yes, sir.
I could see them all.
Yes, sir.
Oh, no, it's all good. All right, let's start last Friday at Elk City. The markets are just great, and I don't have any words for it, but you had 1,111 head there. Tell us about it.
Good, nice run. Had some cancellations because of the rain again and the mud, but still ended up with a really nice run. Market was just on fire, phenomenal all the way across. You know, everything from young bred cows and pairs to butcher cows, calves. Didn't have a lot of big feeder cattle, but what we had was really good. Just a phenomenal day. It's really good. But you know, now we're to the point now when you start looking at some of these what these calves are bringing, and what some of them, especially what some of these big feeder cattle are bringing. You know, those young bred cows are starting to look like maybe that that mid 3,000 range, you know, isn't nearly so high as what it really sounds like when you go to thinking about what these calves are bringing now and what these feeder cattle are bringing now. It's starting to look make these young bred cows look like they might not be too bad of an investment. When you're going to talking about, you know, in that 32 to 38 range. So we've got, you know, been having a lot of them every week to offer at Elk City. It seems to be quite a bit of demand for them every week. We're back down under the three calf to pay for them formula that's kind of typically used on a young bred cow. So with what these calf prices are at now, it's not going to take you three calves to pay for a cow that you purchase in the mid three. So that's kind of an opportunity there. It looks like to me we've got been getting some cows in from northern Kansas where it's still kind of dry and kind of starting to get some calls. I guess New Mexico's kind of dry and start to get some cows coming from back that direction and sending them in here where we've got some green grass and these cows are really not out of line for what these calves and these yearlings are bringing.
I bet every banker listening to the show today is like, wow, we can loan some money.
Loosen up them strings. Interest rates are high.
Yeah. Yeah, we don't even need a financial background check down. Just come in. We'll use your cattle as collateral.
There you go.
And this comes from what we need to call you, entrepreneur Brandon Hickey.
you messed up though at the beginning of the show because you said the one and only. I'm not the one and only. I had a phone call the other day about somebody wanting to know how in the world I had time to be president of the Sayre School Board.
So how do you do that? Yeah, and then how do you have time to butcher all those cattle while you're selling them?
It's my alter ego over there.
You don't know how many times I hear that, and I'm just like, man, no, so the way I identify it is Brandon at Sayre, Brandon Hickey over there, I identify him as the Dodge Hickeys. Identify you as the Cheyenne Hickeys.
I see.
And then I need to get your brother on here to talk more about roping and cowboying about you.
Yeah, let's not do that.
But if you wasn't such a great sponsor, I probably would.
I know you're thinking about it even though I am a sponsor.
I am, but sometimes my common sense comes back into my little brain cells. But that on the butcher cows and the butcher bulls, are there quite a few of those? Because
we really had a good run both Friday and Monday. Had a really nice run of butcher cows and bulls, and that kind of helped us, I think, on our market to put out there the three major buyers from this part of the world, you know, knew they had an opportunity to get some numbers, and they kind of got fairly aggressive at both barns on these Packer cows and bulls there both Friday and Monday, because we did have some really nice numbers of them where you could kind of, you know, could gather up several loads of them good high yielding cows and bulls. So you did have I don't know if that'll continue, but this last Friday and then yesterday both we really did have a really nice offering of butcher cows and bulls.
All right. Well, so has there been any Charlays in over at Elk City? Because you know who, I haven't heard from him in a few weeks and I'm kind of bothered. It worries me.
Yep. He was there Friday. Trying to remember what was our top bull there. I'm pretty sure our top bull Friday was a black bull this week on the top yield and high dress and high dollar bull. But then yesterday it was definitely a Charlay. Had a Charlay hit 212 here yesterday at Western Oklahoma. So Charlotte yesterday, so it make your neighbor very happy that the Charlotte was the top here yesterday for sure.
Yeah, but it's very rare he goes over there, so I know it's not his. and then who was it? I seen Quartermaster Creek posted on social media yesterday that they had a visitor from another side of the fence line, and it had a Maudley face on it. So we know it's probably a Simtal or Hereford, maybe. I don't know. It was black.
Right.
And then
right.
I showed him a picture of my problem. I had was all my black calves with one Charley. Because, and I told him, I feel your pain.
So
you just got to go after it. What's coming? You got anything coming in this Friday?
Yeah, we've got a really nice set of middle-aged and older pairs coming in from down around Duke, and also another family member from down around at Duke sending us some lightweight calves and the mamas, but the cows will be big enough, the calves will be big enough that we won't pair those, so we'll have some good, nice, lightweight calves off that deal. I got a gentleman from Canute that's going to bring 40 head of his fallborns in. He got rained out last week. He'll bring them last week. He's going to be practical this week. Black Mott, really nice 5 and 6 weight calves right off the cows. Be really fancy. Had a round of shots in them. Had several more small consignments called in of calves coming in. So we're expecting a good run. Going to be a little bit bigger than I think we were last week if it doesn't rain us out again.
Yeah, we got another round coming in this afternoon, and I think again Thursday.
Yeah, that's what I mean. We're hearing we may get rained out again. Be able to, some of these cattle not be able to make it in this week again with the rain coming in. But if you're gonna have to cancel bringing your cattle to town, there's no greater reason than the fact that getting so much rain you just can't get them hauled in. So
okay, well let's head down to I-40 to Western Oklahoma. And yes, you're correct. Nice run yesterday, 2,082 head. I seen one that stuck out to me, and I want to share that with you and get your opinion on that one as soon as I find it. Actually, the top six lines, anywhere from the 789 weight heifers to the 894 weight heifers, they were all big, nice loads, and 273, 270, 269, I was like, what?
Yeah, and they all went to feedlot, so it wasn't a replacement heifer buyer in the barn, but the feedlots come and they was wanting cattle. The majority of them, the cattle that we sold there yesterday, were headed north. A lot of farmer feeder action, which is really, really exciting, but it also kind of tells the tale. A lot of times those guys, they start, about mid-February when the wheat pasture runs start, and first, second week of May, they kind of got their needs met. They're done, gone out of the country, not still actively buying, except for maybe just a fancy set here and there. And they're still very, very active trying to fill pens and got their buyers shooting back to good high-quality drags of cattle and home-raised cattle that we had yesterday numerous northern farmer feeder orders in the barn yesterday, so it makes for a good market on them, especially your front end home raised cattle.
I see the feeder calves this year is a whole different ball game than what it's been, and I'm sure the price has got everything to do it. And I've talked to a couple of different people. I haven't actually talked to like JD Dameron or some of those guys that's actually, had their feedlot and going. I see so many people feeding, chopping, grinding hay and feeding their calves now.
Yeah.
And I'm sure the price has got a lot to do with it, or a lot of people got hay put up and they're making more money putting it into their calves than they are selling it as hay or whatever. I'm not sure.
Yeah, I think there's a lot of really, really good wheat hay has been put up. We've already got Most everybody's got one or already working on their second cutting of alfalfa. You know, and I think it's a lot of it's a testament to the amount of rain we've had. You know, how much rain. I mean, I've heard some astronomical bale per acre quotes on some of this wheat, triticale, and rye that was put up around. And you know, that's exactly right. What you said is it's just worth more to put into the cattle and grow your cattle in with making than the grain harvest is right now. And the grain price just really can't compare. And you know, some of these guys, of course, because their insurance or whatnot, they got to go ahead and harvest it. But a lot of these guys that were, you know, either got it condemned or walked off in on having to harvest it, putting up a lot of really good hay, and the hay's been pretty good quality. And but it just makes that hay more palatable, more digestible, and that digestible and increases your gains and your conversions when you're able to grind it for those cattle. So yeah, I think it's I think there's a lot of that going on. But there's also a heck of a lot of sell them right off the cows as soon as they're ready because they're worth too much to hold.
Yeah, well, they're a security risk on the farm.
Yeah.
Really, they are. They're a risk being out there. And if you, you know, I don't know. Everybody's got their own different opinions, what they want to do. They want to put some weight on them, you know, a couple, two, three more hundred pounds and get that money, and that's great. But yeah, what I see, 400 to 500 pounds, either wean them or not wean them and send them down the road.
Yeah. You're making money to put weight on the cattle nearly all the time. You know, 99% of the time, weight makes you money. You're making money to put time on the cattle, put age on the cattle. But boy, like you say, it's a security risk. I mean, there was a gentleman here that sold cattle here at Western Oklahoma both Monday before Memorial Day and had some more back here this Monday. And he was tickled to death with what his cattle brought, but it has also kind of made him a little bit melancholy, and because he'd had three of them get struck by lightning three or four or five days before he was hauling his first set in to sale. And that, you know, it was a pretty extensive little hit right there when you think about how many dollars that was with how many cattle. You know, they'd have been big 8-9 weight steers. So,
well, I've got these prices. I don't know whether they was winged or not off of Elk City last Friday. Steers weighing 415 brought 422. That's almost $1,800 a head.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I'm gonna put an app to that. And no, I'm not. I'm not gonna hurt anybody's feelings. Sell them. So that's all I can say.
Yeah. You can't go wrong right now with this market. I mean, with the way it is. I mean, you know, you put weight on them and time on them, and you're gonna get rewarded. But you bring them right off the cows, you're getting rewarded. I just had a conversation with a guy just a little bit ago that he was, his lots was somebody he was ready to wean his fall borns, but his lots was somebody that he, you know, was questioning what he should do. You know, and would really, really didn't want to bring him into them muddy lots. And in the course of our conversation, you know, kind of what we came up with is, well, you're really not getting a whole lot of premium for putting extra time and weight on the steers, but you are kind of getting a pretty good premium for putting extra time and weight on the efforts. So he thought, well, maybe you bring your steers and you know, go ahead. He'd have half as many to have to worry about dealing with in the mud and the lot. So, you know, there's strategies and ways to look at things and different ways to try to maximize your money. But this thing's high enough right now that it's hard to think about putting more money into them with how much they're worth right off the bat. So, you know, it kind of depends on your program, kind of depends on your setup, what's going to be best for you. Everything is not the same for everybody. So, you know, everybody kind of has to do what works best for them and figure it out. But there, you know, there is opportunity to make some more money by putting time and weight on the cattle. But again, you know, if you're not set up to deal with the risk, that's kind of an unnerving thing to do, because these things are, you know, it's one of them things lays down and dies. It's a lot of dollars right now.
Yeah, just a lot of dollars. And I don't know. You're right. Everybody has a different cup holder in their pickup.
Yeah.
And yep. So if you got the hay, like I see these guys got, they got the alfalfa. They're not selling alfalfa. Let's chop it up. Let's feed it to these calves and maybe make more money that way, or just take them off the mamas, bring them to you. And but these rains coming in, I noticed the pattern started after you went fishing. So I think you need to go fishing more often.
I don't know about that. That's a long ways down there for no more fish than I caught.
Well, I didn't necessarily say you had to go back to the Gulf. But they, we'll see how it goes. And also, I just wanted to, I know you have a little knowledge of golf, and yesterday and Sunday, I've been accused by a lot of people in the ag world of sandbagging.
Uh-huh.
And it's not true.
Okay.
And all I can say is we played within our limits. You have to know your limits going into these golf tournaments.
So I take it you just had a really exceptional day.
I did. My partner, he's a really good guy. I'm not a good golfer. My partner is, but he was off a little bit, and I had to pick up the slack. Well, there wasn't no slack to pick up, and that's why we ended where we were. And we took them poor people's money. Anyway.
And got accused of sandbagging.
Yeah, and but I'm recirculating that money back into the ag world in our local economy. It'll help finish paying my fertilizer bill off. So, but then I didn't. Well, that's where I had to go. Friday after work, I'd take the trailer down to Cordell, and then I come back and help my neighbor finish planting peanuts or try to get finished up. And that's why I didn't get to come in and see Cousin Kay. And how's she doing? I haven't seen her in a few weeks.
Oh, she's just doing great. She's just a ball of energy and a mountain of wisdom, that woman.
We talk about the same person. She's a good person. I noticed the vegetable sellers in your parking lot are more consistent now. They must be getting their hands on some good veggies.
Yeah, I think was last Friday, maybe their first week or maybe second, but these are the first or second week that they've been back again. I know people are really excited about that every Friday deal that they do there throughout the summer. Amazing how fast that they'll sell out once the word kind of gets out that they're going to be there, though. So it doesn't take very long. They kind of get more vegetables as they go further into the summer, and then of course tapers off as they get late into the summer. But that their little tent will stay pretty that same busy there on Friday from mid morning on till they run out. Basically, they do a good business there, and good for everybody, good for them, good for the community, good for traffic through Elk City. It's a good deal.
Yeah, it's and think the cattle market's higher again this year, and some of those guys that come to the auction spending more money at the vegetable stand for their wives because they're making more money. It's a vicious cycle, but it works out good. It really does. Hey, you're busy in there. I'm seeing who's out there buying vegetables. So you just let me. I'll handle that part.
Okay, you handle that part.
Well, Brandon, I got to let you go because I got 9 now on the hay selling list now. I've had two.
You better get busy getting them out there in front of people.
Yeah, so if you need some hay, you better listen up here in a minute.
All righty.
All right. See you, Brandon.
See ya.
All right. We're going to take a Dr. Taylor break. That's tomorrow. Stockman's Vet Clinic break. We'll be right back after this.
He loves talking about farming and ranching. Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Hey, farmers. It's Kent Watkins with SEI Agritech in Elk City, Oklahoma. It's time to plant summer cover crops. We carry the best quality cover crop seeds available. If you need ag chemicals, we can ship bigger orders straight from the warehouse to your farm with unbeatable prices. And as always, we're an authorized livestock nutrition center dealer. Call us, visit us on South Randall in Elk City, and follow us on Facebook. SEI Agritech, your partner in productivity.
Life insurance and annuity products offered through Farm Bureau Life Insurance Company. Property and casualty products are offered through Oklahoma Farm Bureau Mutual Insurance and affiliated companies.
I was impressed that he came to my barn. That is what I like, is service. Service says a lot. I have not even been to his office. My time is very valuable to me. I'm very busy. It's a 35-minute drive from my house to Mangum. I don't want to drive down there every time I need something. That's going to kill at least 2 hours of my day, and I don't have that kind of time to spare. So when I get in business with somebody like this that gives me that kind of service, I respect the job that they're doing, and I appreciate the service that they're providing to me. I'm ecstatic. I'm very glad. It worked out like it was supposed to. You know, I don't think I could have picked a better insurance agent. My name is Bandy Silk. My family and I farm and ranch in the Delhi community. I'm a fifth-generation farmer and rancher. I'm glad I've contacted Mickey Lively for my insurance needs.
Hi, I'm Mickey Lively. I'm an insurance agent with Oklahoma Farm Bureau. My office is located in Greer County. Call me anytime at 580-782-3827.
I've told multiple people that have business ideas that come in. I said, bring me everything you got, even if it's scratched on a napkin, and it doesn't have to be professional looking. I want to see what you went through because I want to help you and then at least give them my 2 cents. The loan's going to stand on its own. You know, I'm not going to decide based off you brought this on a napkin. The point is if they've thought it through, it makes you more comfortable. You get more comfortable with them. They also get more comfortable with you because you're going to point out things that they may have thought of, didn't put down.
I'm Utah Robinson, and I help make the difference. First National Bank and Trust of Elk City and Sayre.
Member FDIC.
It's important to keep your irrigation machines up and running during the growing season, because when your crops need water, they can't wait. And when you need parts, there's no substitute for the best. Valley Genuine Parts. From gaskets and gearboxes to booster pumps and boom bats, Valley Genuine Parts make all the difference to your operation. Contact your local Valley dealer, Knutson Irrigation, 1-800-373-9325, for all your irrigation parts, technology, and service needs, or online at KnutsonIrrigation.com.
As a farmer or rancher, you're always looking for ways to save time and money. The Apache Hay Wagon from Everett's Welding in Visalia, Oklahoma, will help you do just that. The Apache Hay Wagon eliminates 80 to 90% of hay waste with its unique design. It hauls multiple bales, saving you time and money. Go by Everett's Welding today and ask to see the Apache Hay Wagon. You'll be glad you did. You can also visit them online at everettswelding.com.
Hay wrap is what people use in their balers, the farmers, when they want to, you know, baling up hay. It wraps it up. It's better than twine. So it's like one consistency, holds everything together, lasts longer, easier to cut off. Well, we started selling it because we got asked for it, because there's nowhere around here to really buy it, the good kind of net wrap that we have. So we found a vendor that's good price, and now we carry it. We've got it. Camrock is right south of Fred's Steakhouse in Elk City, Oklahoma.
Jimmy's all wound up and ready to go. Here comes more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
All right, welcome up. Welcome back. All right, let's go to Slap Out America. 70 degrees, dew point 61, humidity 75. Winds are northwest, out of the northwest. 31 with wind gust up to 37, 2.49 inches of rain at Slap Out in the last 10 days, 3-day average, 4-inch bare soil temperature, 77 degrees, sunset at 8:55, 20% chance of thunderstorms today and 80, tonight partly cloudy and 48, and mañana 75 degrees. All right, let me give the ag market update real quick, and then we're going to take another quick break. You guys get your pencil and your pen ready. I've got, I think, 8 lots of hay for sale. So pretty good. And here's the rules on Hay Day Tuesdays. We're going to call it the Hay-Dio 10-minute segment when we're doing the deal. No rules. Don't be bashful about sending a text in to me at 580-225-9697 to sell your hay. I will do put it on the radio every day or every Tuesday for as long as it takes. the right person might not be listening to today, but next week they'll be listening. One guy said, man, we had it on there 3 weeks in a row, no calls, and then bam, he said, I sold it all. So that's how this worked. And this is free. Thanks to Great Plains Bank sponsoring Heyday Tuesdays. All right, here's the current grain markets. July corn is $4.39, up 3/4. Soybeans for July, $10.42, up 8.5. Soybean meal, July, $2.91.10, up 20. Soybean oil, July, $46.85, up 57. Hard red winter wheat, July, $5.36, down 3. Cotton for July, $65.90, down 20. Oil out of West Texas, July, $63.74, up 122. Natural gas, July, $3.74, up 5. Looks like the S&P and Dow and NASDAQ are all positively trading in the green. Live cattle, June, $216.12, down 42. August is $209.85, down 115. Feeders for August, $301.25, down 50. And September's $325, down 65, but it's still good. All right, let's take another Stockman's Vet Clinic break, and we'll be right back after this.
Jimmy's all wound up and ready to go. Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
You've seen the yellow tags, you've heard the commercials, you've heard the hustle and bustle. What are you waiting for, guys? Windy Nissan is your dealer. We have all the new Nissans, all the used cars, trucks, and SUVs that you can dream of. With over 150 on the ground, we truly have a little bit of something for everybody. Payments as low as $249 with $0 down. Up to 90 days, no payments. There's never been a better time than now to come see us at Windy Nissan of Elk City, your hometown dealer.
Okay, raise your hand if you want to make your life a little bit easier. Great. Now raise your other hand if you like to be comfortable. Perfect. Now that you have both hands raised, imagine putting on your shoes. And that, folks, right there is your answer to an easier, more comfortable life. Go hands-free with Skechers Slip-ins. This is footwear you don't need your hands to put on. They can be raised in the air, and you can just step it and go. So you ask, how do hands-free Skechers Slip-ins work? Well, it's like they have this invisible built-in shoehorn so your foot slides into place. Then our heel pillow keeps your foot comfy and secure. And Slip-ins are for the whole family, men, women, and kids, in all your favorite Skechers styles, from sneakers to casual shoes and even sandals. Yes, even sandals. So raise your hands in the air and put your shoes on like you just don't care, because you just went hands-free with Skechers Slip-ins. Why don't you experience what people can't stop talking about? Life-changing Skechers Slip-ins. Get your Slip-ins at a Skechers store, Skechers.com, or wherever stylish footwear is sold.
The last thing you want after completing a well is to leave money on the table. However, many drilling companies do just that within the first 30 days of production. It's critical to hire well-trained operators with good quality equipment to give you the right kind of data you need to maximize production from day one. Prime Well Solutions specializes in flowback, sand separation, and well testing specific to the unique needs of your well. In Oklahoma, West Texas, and New Mexico, Prime Well Solutions has you covered. Find them online at primewellsolutions.com.
Garage doors are the largest moving object in your home. It's time to make sure your garage door is operating safely and properly. Cody Giblet, owner of Southwest Overhead Garage Door in Elk City, is reminding you that June is Garage Door Safety Month. Call Southwest Overhead Garage Door today at 580-225-3667 to schedule to have your garage door checked out to make sure it's operating properly. Remember, working on garage doors is very dangerous, so let the professionals handle it. Southwest Overhead Door, 1000 South Merritt Road in Elk City.
I've always gotten tons of UTIs. Cranberry products never worked for me, and I was desperate for a way to be proactive. I'm Jenna Ryan, CEO and founder of Eucora. We've worked with doctors to develop effective urinary tract health products. Eucora is helping over 100,000 women stay healthy. Ready to join them? Get 30% off at eucora.com/radio. That's eucora.com/radio.
These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Need precision parts done right and fast? At K4T in Elk City, we specialize in CNC machining, welding, and fabrication for the oil field as well as ag industries. We're a full-service job shop built on grit, speed, and craftsmanship. Whether it's a one-off prototype or full production, we get it done right every time. Family-owned and third-generation strong, Jason and and Jamie Koss treat your job like it's their own. Stop by K4T on Merritt Road in Elk City or find us on Facebook. K4T, built on family, driven by craftsmanship.
He loves talking about farming and ranching. Here's more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
All right, welcome back. It's pen and pencil ready. I got the list of hay coming up for sale here really quick. First, let's check out the Hobart Farm and Garden Ag Weather Update for southwestern Oklahoma. Let's head on down to Benson. 88 degrees, feels like 91. Dew point 67, humidity is 49. Southwest winds 19 miles an hour with wind gusts at 27. 10-day rain total, 1.04 inches of rain. 3-day average 4-inch bare soil temperature, 79 degrees. Sunset at 8:48, 40% chance of rain showers today, and 93 for a high. The winds will be switching here pretty shortly and be coming out of the northwest. Tonight, slight chance of thunderstorms, 20%, 55 for a low. And tomorrow, not so warm, but nice. Mostly sunny, 80 degrees north. The east winds, 9 to 12 miles an hour. All right, you guys ready for Hadio? Let's go. Hey, yeah, did you hear one of my new sponsors on the show, K4T Machine Shop, that's down here on Merritt Road, actually right across from Rodney and Angela's Trailer Tech there. Guys, keep that in mind. Machine shops are kind of rare and few beyond here around western Oklahoma here lately. So combine parts, tractor parts, you need drive shafts, any machining done. Jason's got his mobile number on that ad, so he'll take care of you, get some stuff fixed. All right, you guys ready? 100 bales of wheat hay put up right between Elk City and Sayre. Nice, clean, big bales, $80 a bale. Can load, 580-821-2838. 100 bales of wheat hay, Elk City, between Elk City and Sayre, $80 a bale. 580-821-2838. Good green wheat hay bales weighing around $1,370 a bale. 580-450-6751. Good bales of wheat hay, around 1,300 pounds, $70 a bale. 580-450-6751. 150 bales. Round bales of wheat hay, not rained on, down by Hobart, $70 a bale. He also has 150 bales of grassy alfalfa, not rained on, for $75 a bale, 580-550-0105. That's down by Hobart. 150 bales of good wheat hay, not rained on, $70 a bale, and some grassy alfalfa, 150 bales of those, $75, 580-550-0105. And let's see here, we got 180 bales of True to Cow hay, $75 a bale. And we got 56 bales of winter peas, Sweetwater, 580-799-9637. 180 bales of True to Cow, $75 a bale, and 56 bales of winter peas, 66 all these 66 inch bales. Sweetwater, 580-799-9637. Wheat, rye hay by around the Lake Valley area, $60 a bale, 580-330-1770. Wheat, rye hay in the Lake Valley area, $60 a bale, 580-330-1770. And then we got True to Cow hay, south of Sayre, $75 to $85 a bale. Got a bunch of them. Call Rodney at 580-243-8687. Rodney for True to Cow hay, 580-243-8676. Beardless wheat hay, just west of Highway School here, south of Elk City. 1,200-pound bales, put up right, $80 a bale. Can load, 405-694-8313. Beardless hay, wheat hay, 1,200-pound bales, $80 a bale. And I seen it from the road. It looks pretty good hay. Just west of the Highway School, south of Elk. Can load, 405-694-8313. 8313. Got some rye hay here around Elk City. $50 a bale. 580-799-2975. Rye hay, $50 a bale. 580-799-2975. And I'm going to post this on our Facebook page this evening. Because there's a couple more here that I missed, but one of them's me, so we can do that. Have a great day. It's the Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark, brought to you by First National Bank and Trust, Elk City, and Say America. God bless everybody.